I am Planta on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Canadiana has just begun its second series. Each episode looks at some of the hidden aspects of Canada's history. The web series does an engaging job at using animation, live action, and archival footage to look at the interesting people and times throughout our history. The first episode of the second series looks at the Twin Peaks, or Two Lions, here on the North Shore. Joining me now are Ashley Brooke and Adam Bunch. Ms. Brooke is co-creator and producer, and Mr. Bunch is host and narrator of the program. I'll ask them about the impetus of the series, the need for Canadians to know more of their history, as well as the ongoing challenge of Indigenous erasure and cultural appropriation. The series is available on YouTube, and the website for more is at thisiscanadiana.com. Please welcome to the Plant Outline program Ashley Brooke and Adam Bunch. Ms. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
And Mr. Bunch, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us. So how did this show Canadiana, how did it come about?
Well, actually, my husband, Kyle Kuko, and I, we kind of had the idea for a Canadian history show, and we were both big fans of Adam's blog, which is a Toronto history blog. So we contacted him, and he came on as a host and a co-creator and a co-writer. And then we also brought in Joseph Beebe, who helps with a lot of editing and is also a co-creator. And, yeah, we actually tried shopping it around for a while to different broadcasters during the 150th, mm-hmm. thinking that it would be a good time. But it was actually bad timing because there were so many other history shows happening that had been in the works for years. So we just went out and shot a few episodes on our own as kind of a proof of concept. And using that, we actually were able to get Bellfund for our second season, which allowed us to go out west and film in BC and Winnipeg and the Yukon.
It's one of those things, Adam, that when I watch, you know, I tend to think that I know a lot about Canadian history as it is. But just take the first episode of the second season when you're out here in British Columbia talking about the two sisters, the two lions. There's a lot there that I didn't know or perhaps had overlooked in the past. That's the thing about history, isn't it, Adam, that you just there's a lot that we don't know, and it's fascinating when you're doing your research, for example, and you find out stuff yourself, I'm sure.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's maybe been one of the most fun things about doing the show is just how much learning you get to do. Because you might know a little bit about a story, but when you start digging, they all turn out to be endlessly fascinating, and everything's connected to everything else. And I think especially in Canada, where, you know, there's a lot of people talk about Canadian history maybe not being as interesting as the history of other places, which we think is absolutely not true. Mm-hmm. And it means that some of those stories haven't been shared as much. So I think it's maybe even more rewarding. But when you start digging, you realize there's just a ton of fascinating stuff that you've never heard before. So, yeah, that story about the lions, the mountains in Vancouver, and the indigenous story that's tied to their much older name of the sisters is one where I think we just started with that little fact that was true and started digging from there, and then it's tied to you know, a Mohawk poet from Ontario and a father of confederations on the East Coast and all these stories about Vancouver itself that you know, just so many stories to tell, and learning about them is so much fun.
And does it frustrate you, Ashley, when you hear that when people say, well, we're more interested in American history, European history, because, one, it's older and more interesting than, say, mm-hmm. our own?
Yeah, that's part of the reason that we wanted to do this series in the first place, because it is endlessly frustrating to hear that. And I think part of the reason for that is that it's never really been told, at least in video form, in an entertaining way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all used to the dry textbook versions that we learned in school, so we wanted to do something a bit different.
And where else do you take us in season two, Ashley?
Where, like, what other locations?
Yes. So, the first one was out here in British Columbia.
Yeah.
The second episode, which I understand comes out shortly, is on Darcy McGee.
Yeah. So that one will be in Ottawa. We're also going to Winnipeg. And we have other episodes in Dawson City, Yukon, and around the Yukon countryside. We also visited Victoria for an episode about Victoria's Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Nanaimo for a story about the cult of Brother 12.
I see. And for people listening to us, these episodes are coming out, I guess, weekly. Is that right?
No, not weekly. There, if you subscribe at youtube.com/Canadiana, you'll get notified when they're released. But we try to maintain a consistent schedule, but sometimes they're monthly, sometimes they're bi-weekly. It takes us a long time to edit, so it's hard to commit to a specific release date. But they're fairly regular, at least once a month.
And all of the episodes for the first season, those are all on YouTube, is that right?
Those are all there already, yeah.
Adam, when you are doing a show like this, because you're the most conspicuous person there, because we see you on camera, what is it like? Because I started watching the first episode of the second season, the one out here, and I thought when I saw you at these various places, it was sort of like a green screen thing. But you're actually there. You've had the opportunity now to travel across the country, right?
Yeah, which is when you were asking me if the research, I was about to say that was the most fun part. But the most fun part might actually be just getting to go to these places. And the list of places we've gone, is growing. And we were just talking the other day about some of the chances and opportunities it's been able to give us. So we've done everything from climbing halfway up to the mountain peaks, to visiting one of the world's leading science research laboratories, which is 2 kilometers beneath the earth in Sudbury. We've gone to Dawson City, which is something we never thought we'd have the chance to do, and took a Cessna over the Chilkoot Pass, following in the footsteps of the Gold Rush miners who are heading up to Dawson. In a ghost town in the middle of those mountains right near the Yukon-BC border. It's definitely something we think is important, is to be able to take the people watching the show to all those places, because Canada isn't just fascinating, it's also a spectacular country, and those stories are all around us wherever we are in the country. So even though it makes the show pretty difficult and expensive and logistically demanding to do, we try to do everything we can to go to those places and take you there so that you can see the places where all this history happened.
I would assume, Adam, that a lot of the research is done before you show up at a place to film. But once you're there, once you spend some time, I mean, it must be something altogether different. And did you find that you learn things along the way?
We are constantly learning, and we always have an episode or a few shorts that we're expecting to film in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think pretty much everywhere we've gone, we've ended up learning more stories while we were there. And we're frequently scrambling to write scripts on our phones and shoot some extra stuff if we possibly can. So, for instance, in Dawson City, on our very last night there, Kyle went to the washroom while we were having dinner and came back with an entire story that you just found thanks to a poster in the bathroom about the Dawson City Nuggets hockey team competing for the Stanley Cup in 1905, which involved taking dog sleds and steamships and a train across the country to go lose very badly to the team from Ottawa. There's another fascinating story, and one we had no clue about. It was just a trip to the bathroom that happened to bring up a whole other episode we're going to be doing now, and led us left us scrambling to shoot some footage in Dawson before we left.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you'd get that in every city that you would go to, right?
Yeah, so far everywhere we've been has turned out to be much more fascinating than we even realized when we went there.
It's been
such a learning experience.
Ashley, the challenge of cultural appropriation and Indigenous erasure. That must have been a goal early on in terms of tackling that.
Yeah, that's something in our most recent episode about the Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
And we've covered it before in the Battle of Nepean Point episode, which you can find on our YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things we can't talk about Canadian history without talking about that. And we try to cover stories from all cultures, so this isn't just a channel about British and French history. We do think that that's a very important thing to talk about.
Yeah. And have you found that this is something that viewers have, taken to? I mean, this is a sort of new way of looking at Canadian history. It's a necessary way, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you all do it, dare I say, in an entertaining way.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I think it is important to make it engaging so that people will watch it. I mean, we haven't had any negative feedback so far.
Yeah. And Adam, the way that we see you on camera, as well as the work that you've done in your writing online and elsewhere, where does that come from? I mean, are there people that you've come to admire, perhaps that you emulate in the course of your work?
Oh yeah, certainly. I mean, we talk a lot about how often we hear from people that they didn't have a good experience learning about history in high school, that it was dry textbook lists of dates and events. But I think all of us on Canadiana were very lucky to have great history teachers in high school, which is where I first really started getting interested in it. And we all went to film school, and when I came out of it, I was sort of writing fiction about Toronto that morphed into getting fascinated by my own city and discovering the unknown or lesser-known stories about Toronto. That I think they're sort of underappreciated here as well, and Toronto is a city that frequently dismisses its own history as boring. But especially in recent years, there's sort of been a generation, of new writers who've been uncovering a lot of the stories and sharing them online. A bunch of writers with Toronto-est and Spacing Magazine that I've been lucky enough to write for, too, who've been building on the work of people who've been working for generations and maybe not getting that much credit. But there are a lot of writers writing about Toronto stuff, and then over time, that's grown to include a lot of Canadian things. So there are obvious ones like Pierre Burden's work is always there and always engaging, and newer writers like Charlotte Gray and online blogs and podcasts like The Secret Life of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I think more and more, it's not just us, it's not just Canadiana. I think more and more there are people who are interested to know more about their country and more about the history of this place and what has made us who we are.
Yeah, and then that's the other thing. I mean, you look at even in Vancouver history, for example, there's a great group of writers who've emerged, I guess, in the last 10 years or so, not all academic either, who have popularized history, as you've said, in your experience there in Toronto, online and elsewhere, that really, I mean, has grabbed people, and I think that's something we've needed, and not just because in this era where we're around the time of celebrating, say, our 150th anniversary, right? Or the 150th anniversary of Confederation, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that date has helped interest people, and that there is just a growing acknowledgement, sort of as Canada grows as a country, that we do have interesting story to tell. And the more you tell them, the more you realize that if, once you've heard a few interesting stories, you start wondering whether there might be more, and there absolutely are.
Actually, as someone who's produced or co-produced this project, did you view yourself now as sort of a teacher? And I'm curious to know if there were influences in terms of how you've comported yourself in your work as a producer on Canadiana?
I wouldn't call myself a teacher. I'm not in any way an expert on history or Canadian history, although I have great interest in it. But I see this more as an opportunity to our goal for the channel and for the project as a whole is to make this sort of a one-stop shop for all things Canadian history. Mm. And we'd really love to turn this into something bigger and keep the videos coming and keep the articles coming and make it a place for everyone across Canada and beyond to come to learn and be entertained by Canadian history. So it's more of a long-term project for us, I think.
Yeah, and people can get involved by being a patron on Patreon, is that right?
Yeah, that would be lovely. We rely on people's donations. We're free to watch, but we can't continue to produce these videos unless we have a little bit of money coming in. So,
yeah. How do you decide actually on the length of an episode? Because I'm watching some of these things, and they're in various various sizes, I should say, and so. I think most of them, as I'm watching them, you know, wish they were longer. How do you know what the right length is for a particular episode?
We tend to say we'd like the stories to take the length of time that they need to take.
Uh-huh.
And often we encourage viewers to go elsewhere for more information, and we'll include links in our description or more details in our description if we couldn't fit them into the video. But we like to be YouTube size, so they're short videos, usually between 5 and 15 minutes. But we're trying to fill a bit of a gap between the feature-length historical documentaries you might find on CBC or History Channel and the heritage minutes, which are the other thing that people tend to think of when they think of Canadian history in Canada. And
right.
they're so short and trailer-like, and you don't really get a full sense of the story.
Yeah,
so we try to kind of bridge the gap between those.
You mentioned those heritage minutes. I guess that's really one of the first opportunities we've all had growing up in this country of learning about our history. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, if I asked you which ones stand out in your mind, I think all three of us would come up with several, right?
Yeah, one for me would be the burnt toast one.
Those are things that we see all the time still, even, right?
Yeah, and they're still making them, and they're still great. We still enjoy them. It's just, as I said, they don't really give the full story, so right. We try to be a little bit more detailed.
Yeah. Now, you all do other work other than Canadiana in terms of, because you both have the opportunity, I'm sure, of going elsewhere and working. What keeps you, say, in Toronto? What keeps you in Canada still, Adam?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think all of our great passion is telling stories about Canada. And while we've been very heartened to learn that actually people in other places are very interested in those stories, I think the best market for Canadian history probably remains Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps us tie us to this place. And just that the more you learn about this country, the more committed to it, I think you become, the more you want to keep learning. So yeah, definitely, I don't think anything we've considered any time recently is moving away. And aside from the history of the place, it just is, Canada has a lot of problems and a lot of work to do and a lot of improvement it can still be doing, especially when it comes to stuff like Indigenous issues.
Uh-huh.
But it does remain easily one of the best places on Earth to live, on average, for many people, and that certainly includes us.
Yeah, I guess earlier when I said, Ashley, if you considered yourself a teacher, probably the better term is, I mean, through your work and especially through this project, you're providing a great service to Canadians, telling us about our history. And do you view that the same way, say?
I don't think that was in my head when we started this, but I am, I guess, beginning to see it that way because of the hope that we have for this project. And we would love it to be a popular online resource and an educational tool to be used in schools. So, yeah, I guess I am sort of starting to see it that way, but I can't really take full credit for anything. And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, long may it continue. It's such a worthwhile, informative program, but beyond that, it's marvelous to look at and entertaining at the same time. I really hope that more Canadians see this and support it, and that you both will find that there'll be dozens and dozens of more episodes to do. I appreciate your time today. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you very much.
The website for more is thisiscanadiana.com. Ashley Brooke and Adam Bunch join me on the line from Toronto and Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.